Herod keeps trying to see Jesus. But his trying to see him was more out of a unhealthy curiosity. It was a different thing than searching. He wasn't searching for Jesus. He wasn't searching for meaning in his life. He wasn't searching for this person who is the way, the truth, and the life. He wasn't open. He had it all figured out. His curiosity was just, well, who is this guy? I killed John the Baptist. It can't be him. So he just is curious. Curiosity can be a dangerous thing for us. Curiosity. Curiosity about other people's lives. Curiosity about what's going on. Kind of digging in into places where we shouldn't be. And especially because we're not really searching for what's true and good and beautiful. We're looking for stuff to tear down, right? If we seek, then we find. Jesus asks us to seek him, not out of a curiosity to kind of look on from a distance, but to really find him and allowing him to find us. This real living relationship with a real person that as he enters more and more into our lives, changes them. But he doesn't want to enter our lives primarily just to change us. He wants to enter our lives to be our friend, our companion, our Savior, our God. And that lived relationship with him changes everything. But he's not coming first to find out, how can I change him? But he comes first because he loves us. He loves us. And that love and mercy changes us. So often, huh, I think we go through life always thinking and digging around in my life and in other people's lives, what's wrong? What's wrong with me? And many times I think what's wrong is that we always think there has to be something wrong. And that's what's wrong. Always looking for what's wrong, rather than looking for the good, the true, and the beautiful. Let's not just try to see him, but seek him.